Welcome to An Alaskan Moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaskan moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much. This week in Alaska history, March 7th, 1988, Vern Tejas of Anchorage completed the first solo ascent of Mount Denali. March 8th, 1960, the state legislature passed a bill permitting nonprofit organizations to operate games of chance. March 9th, 1911, fire in Douglas destroyed a large section of the business district. March 10th, 1959, the Alaska House of Representatives voted to give the governor of the new state a salary of $25,000 a year. March 11th, 1942, the steamship Mount McKinley, 4,861 tons, and carrying military cargo, was wrecked at Scotch Cap, Unimak Pass. March 12, 1914, President Woodrow Wilson signed into law a bill providing for a government railroad in Alaska. The Alaska Railroad created by this legislation is now owned by the state of Alaska. March 13, 1968, Atlantic Richfield and Humble Oil announced their Prudhoe Bay discovery well. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. DeArmond of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society. An Alaskan Moment is produced at Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. Music by Paul Holmberg, with help from the Aleutians East Borough and the City of Sandpoint, and especially you, the supporters of public radio. Now for your poem. Today's poem is found on the phonograph Centennial Collection of Alaska Poetry, produced by the Anchorage Centennial Commission, 1967. Birds in Haiku, by Betty McGillis.
Swift brown bobbing dots are sandpipers chasing ripples on the golden beach. A ballet in black against a brilliant azure sky is ravens courting. Three smiling faces peering round the mud daub nesting are pre-flight swallows. Mirrored reflection depicts the great gray crane at dusk at the water's edge. The shedding pillow caught upon the tree's bare branches is a young eagle. Cobalt blue above, marked by a graceful waving V, is snow geese flying.